with another episode of EYIN, Embracing Your Inner Nerd. Y'all already know who we got up in the building. We got the EYIN family back. We got my boy Dave and got my boy Will up in the building. What's up, y'all?
What's good? What's good?
Don't the invisible ball.
That is my shit.
Really about to taste it.
Hey, them dancing is the funniest thing, man. At the beginning, man, them dancing is just funny, man. Hey, look, y'all. Today we're bringing a special episode. Today we have our bonus episode. Just like we do our MCU deep dive episodes, y'all know since DC is coming out with so much stuff, we decided to hit y'all over the head with our brand new episodes. Will, drop the name of the episode, bro.
Oh man, that's courtesy of Dave on that one, man.
Oh, Dave, drop the name. Well, give Dave the honors, Dave.
Yeah, Dave the one that came up with the name of it.
Well, the segment that we're gonna set aside for DC is called DCU Unmasked. But this specific episode is dedicated to Peacemaker. And this is called, Do You Really Want to Taste That?
Hey, look, if y'all have not been watching Peacemaker, I'll tell you one thing. This is the most I've ever had fun with, like, a DC, like film or, like, any type of series. So, like, besides, like, animated, but, you know, that here or there. But I have had so much fun watching this. Today we're going to be discussing, what, episodes 1-4, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. 1-4.
All right. So just in case y'all haven't
watched five and followed us.
Oh,
it wasn't me. It was me.
Saving it for tomorrow.
Why you had to throw me up under the bus like that? It was just on. Man. Like, I was just like, hey, I'm just about to watch it real quick.
It was just on. Man, how is it just on? You got to go into the app, click the series, click the episode, press play. Like, what you mean it's just up? It's like, acting like it just
listen,
came on TV.
The app was on my phone. I looked at the app. I said, hey, what's new on HBO Max? Nah, sometimes you just be scrolling through things, you're looking through it. I just looked through it, and I was like, oh, yeah, Peacemaker came out with a new episode. And I thought about y'all before I actually watched it, and I said, forget that. I'm just going to
fuck them.
I said to myself at the end of the day, I said, you know what? They'll catch up. That's what I said.
Watch it. They'll watch it.
But I'm definitely not going to drop any spoilers for that today. But just in case y'all don't know, are we doing spoilers in this or no?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So for just sure. To let y'all know, if y'all have not watched this, go ahead and turn this off if y'all do not want to be spoiled. Turn it off. We're not saying don't listen to it. Come back later on. Listen to us. But today we are spoiling everything from episodes 1-4. Just like we used to do with our WandaVision episodes. What was it? I think it was... What other episodes we had like
that?
We did
Falcon, Winter Soldier. We also did Loki as well.
Yeah, we did Loki as well. So we're just going to go into detail about each episode. And just telling you like what we had, what we loved about the show, what we didn't like. I don't think nothing that we didn't like, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
somebody pull that spoiler curtain up.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now beyond the veil.
You are beyond the veil. Listen, you've been warned. If you still here now, that means you're just a dummy. You just want to stay for our own chocolate voices.
Stupid.
All right, let's just get into it, man. What y'all feeling so far, man? I feel like Dave got a lot to say.
Man, I think all of us have a lot to say.
Oh, we do, man.
It's like you said, this is the most fun I've had with a superhero show in a while. Not to say that the Marvel shows weren't good, but Peacemaker is hitting it different, mostly because, like, this is on HBO Max. It feels like something that should be on HBO.
Yeah.
You get the titties. You get the language. Yeah. You get the ultraviolets. Come on, now he blew the bitch up.
Especially the titties.
First episode. let's give a shout out to John Cena, because John Cena, I did not know you were this good as an actor. I knew it. But this just, like, took it to top tier. I like to call him the white version of Dwayne Johnson. So, I just want to put that out there. I was the first to say that.
No, I'll give you that. I'll give that for sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah, finally, sure I got that. My credit.
I did that.
Yeah, I did that. But yeah, look at that. This has been so fun.
Me that meme.
Yes. This out. Andrew Garfield, yes. But yeah, man, first episode, man, it came out with a banger. Man, I know y'all want to talk about this, so let's just get this out the way. That intro.
Love it. Love it. I ain't gonna lie, it caught me off guard at first. I ain't gonna hold you up because I didn't see it on YouTube or anything. So like when I first saw it, I first experienced when I was watching the actual show, and I was like, "What the hell is this? Like, what is this? Like, what are they doing?" And I ain't gonna lie, I was dying like confusion for the first 10, 15 seconds. I was like, "What is this?
Like, what are they?" I was doing? Confused. Why? I was hella confused.
I was hella confused. But hey, man, it grew on me. I just can't stop singing the song, Wigwam. That's the name of the rock band. And man, okay, shout out to the music in this show. Shout out to the music, okay? Yeah. That's all I gotta say.
They're doing their thing.
They're doing their thing. Like, you know, you don't hear like this, like the typical like pop, like mainstream rock. You can tell that James Gunn and whoever was like composing, like they really reached in like deep in the vinyls, bro. Deep in the catalog, just playing random people that like I haven't heard of. So, like, man, that intro hits. No,
it's like you know how in Guardians of the Galaxy, it's like we got the greatest hits of the 80s.
Oh yeah,
This is the greatest hits I've never heard. this show, like I never heard of this, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think James Gunn does a great job with that, like putting it all together. And like you can just tell, like watching the whole, like these four episodes, you can just tell, like, you know, it has his flair on it. And that's what I love about it too, because it's almost like it's so, I like to call it colorful. Like it's so colorful, it's so many bright colors. Like just Peacemaker's his suit is just like so, like, you know, it's like so colorful, man. That's I've noticed that before. But yeah, I don't know what that was. That was a little bit of technical difficulties. But, I was like, what just happened?
I was like, what the hell is that? Like, everybody switch places too. I was like, okay. Riverside musical chairs. Why not?
That thing don't snap. Everybody got blocked. I said, oh no.
Man, check your wife, check your kids, make sure everybody there.
Mr. Stark? I don't feel so good. But, yeah, what was we saying? We was talking about,
yeah, was talking about how colorful, yeah, how the flare and how
yeah, man, like, because it gave me that Thor Ragnarok feel, too. Y'all know how much I love that movie. So, like, I just love James Gunn, like, taking on this and, like, taking on this project. I love it. First episode, man. What happened in the first episode? Dang, I feel like it was so long.
He blew a bitch up in the first episode.
Yeah, what the hell? Well, that wasn't the only thing, though. Like, hey, man.
You know,
like,
he woke up in the hospital. When he woke up in the hospital, that was funny.
I ain't gonna lie. That was funny.
When he woke up in the hospital, the conversation he was having with the janitor, I'm like, I'm enjoying this banter right here.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, like, even when he was trying to leave. He was like, hey, is there any cops outside? Is there anybody? I can just leave? I can just go? It was like, there's no one here.
Yeah, like, it was like, there's no one here.
As you go.
He was like, yeah, we smoked weed. Hey, what did he say? He was like, we smoked weed together, man. Like, he was like, don't mean I know you. He was like, I'm not a good guy.
don't trust me.
He said, that still doesn't make me a good guy.
It's like everybody know Peacemaker, but don't know Peacemaker. It's like, hey, like, no, I'm a hero. It was like, you're not a hero. He's like, no, I am a hero. He said, oh, you that racist ass hero. Like, I'm not racist. He's like, I don't know. You kill a lot more minorities than whites. It kind of make you more like a racist hero. He was like, how about just start killing more whites? Will that satisfy you? He's like, yeah, that'll work. That'll work. That'll be like a stepping stone right there.
That was hilarious.
I think something like that will come full circle towards the end, though, because they put a lot of emphasis on him killing minorities.
Yeah.
Yes. And they did put a lot of emphasis on that.
I said between that, it's like not only the janitor, it's like even his best friend said something about it. Like, you know, where it's like he feel like he has this like racism kind of like rooted in him, because like more so like stems from his like his pops, like, you know, with him being the
White Dragon.
Yeah, the White Dragon and all that shit.
The
right
White
there,
Dragon,
man.
And don't get
which is a real hero. I mean, not hero. Sorry, it's not a hero. Ooh, I'll take that back. Which is a real DC character and really a white supremacist in the actual comics, which is so crazy to me, because I'm like, yo, this can't be real. This can't be.
Like, oh, is it canon? Like, I didn't look at it. Real
canon.
I just watched a video of Variant Comics. I was like, this is a real villain.
Yeah, a real villain. And he worked with the Suicide Squad too. He was on Task Force also, man. He was on Task Force X. Like his dad wow. served. His dad served so, Waller.
So and he literally rode a dragon. Was he killing? Nobody knows where the dragon came from, but they said he rode a dragon.
Yeah, legit rode a damn dragon. Like for wow. real. Wow.
So he was
like, when he was in the prison and people was like bowing to him and hailing him, like, white dragon, like, yo.
Like, he was like Hitler.
For real. Bro. Yes.
That like, joke man, was crazy.
Crazy,
that boy went inside the, he went inside the jail talking about some, hey, I'm going to need you to move. That's my spot. He was like, it's a perfect amount of sunshine that comes through this. I was like, what? This boy wildin'. Man, no, let's hit on... Man, let's hit on the area, because I thought this, like, the jokes hit so well in Peacemaker. It's like crazy how well these jokes hit. Yeah. Let's talk about my favorite part was after he murdered. So the main villain that they're fighting in there is called Butterflies. So it's like an alien race, right? That Peacemaker has got put on the team. And who else is on his team? I can't think of the name of other characters.
Well, he brought in what? Vigilante. You got Vigilante, which is his friend. Yep. You got Amanda Waller's. Yeah. Man, that's...
quote-unquote his best friend.
That's his friend, bro.
Friend to him, but he is the Vigilante. Let's just be real, okay? Like, you know, Vigilante's a real friend.
When you sit there shooting appliances and stuff like that, he knows what you want.
Yeah,
all
bro.
Right, y'all fuck the bitch together.
Bruh, they, man, for real, they, man,
Eskimo
they ran
trying
my Amber, cuz.
Best friends.
More so, Vigilante, that's his best friend.
So they basically put together a team, old girl's, I can't think of her name, old girl's daughter is on the team, too.
Amanda Waller.
Yeah, Amanda Waller, yes, and we know how vicious she is, so she sent her daughter in to basically... spy on Peacemaker and just make sure. I'm still trying to get the idea of that mission, because she touched base on it for a little bit, but it was just like, was she just trying to keep watch over them? Is that what it was?
See, I think that's the whole mystery of it, though, because you can see that each character has their own agenda in the
right.
mission.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so crazy, because it gets you wondering, because she gets closer to Peacemaker, and like, you know, she like Peacemaker is the only one that he's that he's really opening up to, like, with her. But no, I wanted to touch base on like that whole scene to where he was trying to get away after he killed old girl. He went back in to grab his suit. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. He went in there with that couple, bro.
Freedom.
He went in there with that couple, man. I thought this was the funniest part of the show. He went in there with the couple, man. He tied them up. And she, like, old girl was trying to flirt with
him. He was about to bang her, bro.
Man, that bouncy, he did bang her. Also,
I was about to say, at the end, he did.
That was like a little clip of it.
And then Vigilante was there, too.
Yo, but let's address why they both had their mask on, cuz. Why did they both? My man had his helmet on. My man had his mask on. It was just wild. I was like,
you know,
what
playing.
Is this, bro? Yeah,
she,
for real.
She got it from both of them, bro. That's wild, bro. That whole scene was just hilarious, man, because it just makes you think, like, okay, what do superheroes talk about, like, with these people? Like, is it just all, like, business? And it's like, no, like, this is, like, side conversation. All mm-hmm. the little extra dialogue that they have and that they put in there is, like, amazing. And it's so funny because it's like, damn, okay, I can see it.
Like, I know, I like how he had the whole talk with the neighbor outside the door. He was like, you know, he was like, man, he's like, you're not a superhero. He was like, He's like, yes, I am. He said, well, who's your villains? He was like, man, my villains are dead. That's why. It's like, all my adversaries are 6 feet underground.
Batman. Oh, yeah. He said, well, Batman has a Joker. Yeah.
He said, man, he was like, nah, Batman's too much of a pussy to kill these niggas. That's what it is. It's just like, yo, and that's real. I'm like, yo, that's real. It's just like, man, why? Because he said, you know, and he did make a point. It's like, how many lives did he indirectly kill for letting this guy just coming out back out of prison and this clown's just going around killing people? And I was like, man, you know what?
That's real.
You got a point. I said, you got a point.
But you know what? Because at the same point, when we look at superheroes, we're like, okay, that's one thing you shouldn't cross. Let me ask y'all this. If y'all were superheroes, would y'all cross that line?
At the hell yeah. If you're the Joker, y'all are
vicious man.
No, I will go across the Atlantic and kill some African warlord and feel great about that shit.
Look. Hey, man. I will have a Homelander mentality with a heart of gold, though. You know, I'm just saying. Like, on some
real and just, okay. Now that would
be egotistic. You know?
With the heart of gold.
Save the mirror.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Because I was just thinking, I was like, you know, like, because when, at that point, like, when can you go back from that? Because like, once you start killing,
you don't.
Like, oh, you just keep killing.
You just, you know, like, because I think at that point, you just weighing out, like, yo, is this person, like, at that point, when you make the decision, like, yo, man, this dude needs to die. Like, it's accessible. My man is just killing people randomly, taking 100,000 of lives. Like, you know, you just kill one random person. I ain't about to just come in and just, like, you know, just take your life straight up like that. But, you know, if you're a damn,
you better
like,
have a mad damn superpower. Near, you better have a very good superpower because they're going to put your ass in jail.
Who, me? Yeah. Be like the Flash, bro. You got to catch me first. Be vibrating out of handcuffs.
Right. But let's get back on topic, man. Like, what did y'all feel as far as, like, after, what was y'all feelings after episode one, man?
It hooked me.
I felt that I was just here. I'm here for the entire ride. It's like we said earlier. I feel great about this show. More than any of those MCU shows. Like, we were just talking about how they were just banging some chick with their helmet and mask on.
Yeah.
It's like they try to avoid wearing the suits in the MCU shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the MCU is so rooted in real life right now, they forgot what it was like to have a show about characters in a comic book. This feels more comic booky than everything the MCU does.
Yeah.
I can agree with that right there. I just like how it doesn't hold back. Like, it doesn't hold its punches. Like, you know, it's like, yo, like, this is the image, you know, James Gunn have. It's just like, you know, like, he takes that same flair, that same, like, you know, flavor from, like, the Suicide Squad, from all other movies, like, where, like you said, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, where he takes that humor, that music, and it's just like, I feel like the Peacemaker series is, like, legit his baby. Like, it's like, yo, this is how I really would want to make something. Like, you know, with all, like, having all rights of creativity, just doing it my way. And it's just like, yo, this is it. This is hitting. Because, like we said, it's just, like, it's just more mature. I just like the fact it's like, man, we're not tiptoeing. Like, you know, it's like, Peacemaker's not scared to, like, you know, to bring the racist jokes, the racist humor, the dark humor, like, you know, the fucked upness. It's just like, yo, like, damn, that's really messed up. That just happened. Like, you know, watching, like, easily where Peacemaker had a, like, for example, like, when Peacemaker had trouble, like, killing the family, the butterflies, man, yeah. Vigilante just came over whistling, do, hey, buddy, let me try. Bow! I was like, whoa, he killing kids. He have no issue. Like, yeah, showing kids dead. You will not. You will not see that in MCU whatsoever. Yeah. So it's just like, man.
But let me ask
you. That's one thing I truly like.
Do y'all feel like y'all need that when it comes down to, like, watching these shows? Like, do you feel like, would you like to see that?
Yes. Like, we get that in comic books, bro. That's true. The same feel that we got from watching the Deadpool movie, that's what we get in Peacemaker. Like, Vigilante is pretty much Deadpool without the healing factor.
That's true. That's very true.
Facts.
They wouldn't be able to show it to everybody.
That's fine.
But that's the thing right there. I think what DC is winning now. They're on their comeback because they're starting to find their own audience. Like, personally, I like Shazam. And I felt like, you know, that was,
that was kid-friendly.
DC, you know, yeah, it was kid-friendly, but, like, the next Shazam is not going to be kid-friendly. It's going to be darker. Just like the Flash movie is going to be dark. Obviously, the Batman is going to be dark. Yeah, I'm not saying that they need to be dark, but I've always been a huge DC fan, and that's because I felt that they've always had these more mature stories as opposed to everything that they were doing over at Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that, yeah, and it's the fact that I guess there's aren't real places that they're in, and these situations, it's just, I just like the stories more. I like the characters more.
Yeah. Oh no, I can definitely agree to that. It is a little bit more darker on the DC side and a little bit more mature. And that I can appreciate. I think when I go to a Marvel film, it's just like, you know, I can appreciate it. Yeah, like get ready, like I'm ready for fun. Like I know I can take my kids to this, but like having Peacemaker on, I know my kids can't be in the room because it's gonna be too many dicks.
Like it's just a different, it's just a different change of pace, you know, man. It's just a different change of pace. And like, man, I just like it. Like, you know, it's like, man, like it's not afraid to push the envelope, like, you know, in many different ways.
Yeah, this show has definitely exceeded my expectations so far. Episode two, what was some huge takeaways from episode two?
Juno Master is that nigga. That's what
you
I
mean,
took
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai rematch.
Cobra Kai, yes, bro. Yes, rematch.
I solely underestimated that little guy.
Me man, too. Me he too. Was going wild. Me too. He was going ass,
wild.
Man.
He was everybody going
wild, man.
Don't mess with him. It's
don't
that simple.
He's that guy.
He that dude. He is that dude.
My favorite line from the father.
Oh,
what's the best line for the father?
From the father? Oh man.
What's the best line
for the
father?
We are not racist. We love all people here. But when my man said, "Get the fuck off my porch, chopsticks," I lost it. I was dead. Yeah, bro.
I was like, fuck you, fork.
Fork you, fork you.
He said, "Why did you call it
that?" Yeah, like,
why'd you call it fork?
Like, bro,
it's
like, what? This guy said spoon. Sounds more demeaning. It's like everybody eat with a spoon.
Yeah, that joke was hilarious. Off my pork chops. It's all like,
I was like, whoa, damn. He said, what?
You fork.
I was dead. I was like, no, he did not just call.
Hey, they got him good, though. I tell you that, man. They framed him. They framed him.
Bro. Not intentionally, though.
Not intentionally. Not intentionally.
Like,
not intentionally, but it felt so right.
Man, it felt so right. And you know what? I think that's what I like also about the series. Like, man, even beyond the character Peacemaker, you have, like, other characters that just flush the show out so well, man. It's just like, it's just like, you see that everybody's kind of connected to one another, like, in certain ways, like, where, oh my god, man, what's my man name? I can't remember the two that came off of Waller's team. It was like Eric, I think it's Eric. Something.
Dyebeard?
Yeah, Dyebeard, bro. Yes.
Keep calling
that's his name, Dyebeard.
Yeah, he keeps calling him Dyebeard. Your beard is dyed. He
said, call him Just for Men. That's his name.
Just for Men. But yeah, so what about, Matt, and you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. It's hard to really break this show down in episodes because I feel like it's so good to where it's like, I don't even think of these as episodes, man. I'm going to be real. And that's just personally me. Because I'm looking at these episodes, and I'm like, man, like when they first released it, it came out with, what, the first three episodes off rip?
Yeah, I think they dropped that, like, around, like, early. Yeah. Like, second week of January or something like that.
Yeah, and I messed all of them up. Like, in one sitting, I was just like, man, I'm about to watch all this, man. But just seeing John Cena play this role was like amazing for me. Episode 3, what did y'all think about episode 3? What were some good takeaways from episode 3?
What happened in episode 3?
I think that's what I said. Like, that's what I said. Like, man, I don't even know. I
think
episode
3 is like, that was after they captured Jewel Master. I think they like debriefed and everything.
Oh, yeah, that was the rematch.
Yeah, that was the rematch.
I was going to say, because I feel like the rematch was a little bit too early. I was like, I think the rematch was episode 3.
Oh, yeah, no, the rematch was like episode 3.
And then old girl shot him. Yeah. What is her name, man? What is her name?
She got like some bio? Yeah, that's it.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I could not think about it. I was like, what the heck is her name? But, old girl shot him. She shot my man. It was like, damn, man, my man can't catch a break, man. He got beat over the head.
He got hit by a car, bro. He got hit by a truck.
Yes, then got beat over.
He beat with the crowbar because my man would not pass out.
He ran him over multiple times.
Bro.
He did run him over multiple times. He did. It was like, man. He was still tearing up that bag of hot Cheetos.
Bro.
He was messing them bag of hot Cheetos up.
Was such a big man. Oh man. Even number 3 was like, you know, because you know, man, one thing you do realize in episode 3 though, is like you realize that Peacemaker do have like some type of like moral ground though. Because even like when like he was ordered to kill those kids, he couldn't do it. Like, you know, it's just like, man, you give me an order to just shoot, like, to kill kids, to kill children, and, you know, I don't even know why I'm killing them for. It's like, I don't know if they're a butterfly. Like, how do you know that they're butterflies? Like, you know? So, even when he put the tongue in the bowl, he was still hesitant on killing them. I was like, hey. So, it's not like,
even
you know.
Even Murn knew that was wrong, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
we found out. Yeah.
And we found out, but, like. Oh, yeah, that was episode 4.
Yeah, that was episode 4. Yeah, that was episode
4. Yeah, episode 4, we found out he's a butterfly, too. And that's the crazy part. Even, you know what's so crazy? Like, everybody's, like, just like you said, they're like, with everybody, everybody has their own set of dialogue, and that you find out a little bit more about that character. And that's what's so good about it, because it's like, even with Merle, like, when we found out, it was like, what's so bad about him? It seems pretty cool. It was like, no, it's like we just found my man did some things in the past, and you know, now we found out like, oh man, he's a butterfly himself, and it's like, what the hell? Also, too, Peacemaker kept the butterfly instead of shooting the damn thing. So
yeah, because he damn sure did lie about that.
He lied about that. Like, oh so, man, like, he kept the butterfly, and like I'm like, what? So I think what was that? The episode 4. What was he? At the end, he was having flashbacks.
Yeah,
he was having flashbacks. Yeah. Look, I had to make sure I didn't say nothing at all about episode 5, because I was like, was that episode 5 or episode 4? But no, he was having flashbacks.
He was having a flashback. So like, was Rick Flag his brother? We're like, oh no, okay, the brother did die. Okay,
yeah, the brother died.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was. Like, was he like choking? He like had a seizure or something? That it looked like, am I tripping?
I don't know what it was. I was confused by it a little bit. I wasn't sure if he had something like that, or if it was just like some. I didn't know what was going on. Like, yeah. I just know they was outside and they was playing. It was like, because his dad had him stab somebody. Who was stabbing somebody? Was that Peacemaker or was that his brother?
That was Peacemaker.
Okay, yeah, so his dad had him stab somebody in the chair and was showing a flashback of how like cruel that his dad was when he was younger. Even the dialogue between him and his dad. How it's crazy to me that how Peacemaker still loves his dad, that like
dearly,
that,
bro.
Yeah, like dearly, he still loves him. And like even Vigilante had brought that up when they was outside, when he was going inside the jail center. He was like, your dad's a racist. Like, how do you still love your dad? Like, your dad's a racist. And like when he went in, he was like, you know, he was like, I should have. What'd he say to him? He was like, I should have got rid of you when you was younger. Something like that. I was like, damn.
He said something wild, man.
Like something crazy, man. And it was just like. He compared
himself to a chode. But the good guy, though.
Right. But it's so crazy because when you listen to the dialogue between him and his dad, it's like, you know, I've never
really
had.
Hates him.
Yeah, like his dad really hates him. And you can just tell, like, Peacemaker is just like. hey, no, Dad, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
He's always trying to find the good in him.
Like, he's always trying to find the good in him. Like, you know, and it's just like, man, just give it up, man. Yeah. Oh, girl tried to talk Vigilante and going in there.
Man,
today.
I was going
to
say that. Shout out, man.
That was one of the best episodes.
Like, because the way that the show plays out, you thought for sure this dude would get his ass kicked. I'd be like, oh, this guy's about to. It can only work out two ways. Either he's going to get his ass kicked or he's about to kick some ass. I was leaning towards the more so he was going to get his ass kicked. But
I thought he was going to get his ass kicked.
When he started, man, when he started throwing hands, I was like, oh, he's that dude. He's my favorite character. I'm sorry. He's that guy. He's that guy.
Throwing hands, man.
In the name of black people, he was throwing hands.
He took it.
He definitely took it, man. But yeah, so far, man, episodes 1 through 4, man. You know, I thought all of them was great. So far, what do you like? So far, what would you guys say as far as like? As far as grade, I already know what y'all would grade it, but what would you guys say, like, as far as, like, grading it so far between episodes 1 through 4?
I give it a 9 so far.
All right.
I say it gets that EYIN stamp of approval. That's what
God damn, yes. It gets that EYIN stamp of approval. Listen, y'all, if y'all it's haven't
EYIN
already.
Stamp of approval.
Go ahead, go watch this show. When I tell you this show is hilarious, listen, if y'all wrestling fans, go see John Cena in this, man. He's magnificent in this. Like, I don't think I ever would have seen him in something better than this. Like, because I'm trying to think back on movies, I'm like, man, like, I think this is his best performance. Yeah, like, this is definitely his best performance yet. And I'm like, I did not know he could be this damn funny. But, yeah, man, definitely go check this out, man. Peacebreaker is definitely bringing in the hits. If y'all need that HBO Max subscription, don't ask none of us because, you know, we're still trying to pay for it our damn selves. But you know
one of the best thing about the show, though, I don't think you have to be a comic book fan to really appreciate the show.
You don't. You hit that right on the head. Like, you don't have to be a comic book fan to enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. If you really just want to go in and just watch something good, this is one of those shows to just watch because the jokes will have you literally dying every fucking 5 minutes. And
something
I mean
funny,
every 5 minutes. Like every 5 minutes, like I found myself watching episode 5 today and I'm like, man, this show has ceased to amaze me every single time. Because it's like, even when I'm like, I'm just trying to take it serious, it's like, no, I cannot take this serious because of these jokes. And this show is hilarious, dog. It's like, these jokes are hilarious. I can't. But, yeah, man. But y'all already know what it is. Y'all know, because we're getting close to our time. We're going to be back with episodes. How many episodes are coming out for this?
8.
8.
So
okay.
We'll come back with 5 to 8.
5 to 8. We're going to come back with it for y'all. But y'all already know what it is. EYIN. Thank y'all for being a part of the EYIN family. Y'all will see us again on our weekly reach out. But until then, it's your boy Rich. It's your boy. Go ahead. Y'all can announce your own damn names, huh?
I am me. It's your boy, man.
It's your boy, Dave.
I already know what it is. We out, baby.